Hello and welcome to Blog Your Way to a Business Profit. I'm your host, Antoinette Blake, the GE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger, a multi-award winning blogger, vlogger, author, and professional speaker. And here on Blog Your Way to a Business Profit, I bring you weekly blogging tips and trends that will help to turn your passion into a profit. It will help you to broaden your brand and expand your exposure online. And I invite you to head over and subscribe to my blog, delblogger.com, where you can order a copy of the basic blogging tips for beginners, which is what we're going to be talking about today on Blog Your Way to a Business Profit, episode number 31, Blog a Book. That's right. Did you know that every year on November 1st, millions of people celebrate authors and the books that they write for National Authors Day? Think about it. Can you name a few of your favorite authors? I know I can. One of them is me. Hey, what can I say? No skin off my nose, no shame in my game. Last Saturday on the Delaware Blogger Podcast, I talked about turning a podcast into a published book. So here today on Blog Your Way to a Business Profit Podcast, I want to talk about why you should blog a book or book your blog. Now, if you've been blogging for a while, then you probably have created enough content, if not for one book, a lot of books. I bet you. Take a look at your blog archives. Do you see the makings of a manuscript? Now, when you stop and take a look, you'll probably realize that you have published more than enough books worth of content. Hey, you may even have several books. I might, because I've been blogging since, 2012? And if you've been blogging since the early 2000s, you probably have more than enough content. So when it comes to repurposing your content, which you know I have addressed previously, as a matter of fact, we talked about it in episode number 27. So if you missed that episode, make sure you head back and listen to it. Many of you will probably decide to book your blog or blog a book. Really, it's just repurposing content, taking those posts, turning them into a manuscript, and then into a published book. And there are more than many reasons why you should blog a book. Number one, hey, it'll monetize your blog quicker and faster. It'll expand your audience. And guess what? It's going to increase your industry leadership. Yep, you're going to become a subject matter expert when you can say you're an author as well. When you're ready to book your blog or blog a book, there are a few things that you need to know about. And as I said, in my book, Basic Blogging Tips for Beginners, there is steps on how I started teaching others how to blog. So when you're ready, and if you're ready to start just with a short book, you can create an outline or a table of comments, and it's easy breezy. Choose those published blog post that's going to fit the topic or title of your book. So not every post that you publish are going to be part of your book. And when you do decide which post you're going to use, simply copy and paste them into a Word or a Google Doc so that you can create a manuscript. Do you need to add a little bit more bone, meat to the bones, fatten it up a bit, then go ahead and add more material and then start to review it and rearrange that text into chapters. Hey, sounds easy, right? It's not, but anything that's worth having is worth working for. So remember that. Short books can bring more exposure to you. It's a big ticket to your branding. It is upping your expertise status with not only your current customers and clients, but with future ones and turning it into cha-ching cash. That's right. Today, you can produce 400 to 20,000 word ebooks on Kindle. Yep. You can self-publish There are so many self-publishing companies on the market. Just Google it. And you know, blogging is a great way to get started because blogging is fast and it's easy thanks to the various blogging platforms such as WordPress and Wix. Blogging is useful for developing consistent writing practices. So if you like to write, creating a blog and creating posts is helping you with your writing ability. Blogging is also ideal for sharing your ideas. That's right, expanding and broadening your brand. It's a great way to start a business. That's right, writing books is a business. And you know what? It's something that most of us can do, especially if we like to write. A book, when that blog becomes a book, guess what? That book becomes a professional calling card. Can you imagine you are out and about and instead of handing out one of those small business cards, you're handing out copies of your book and having people pay you for copies of the book, choosing to use them as contest giveaways? OMGZ. It's also great for finding new readers and making an impact in the world. Remember, on the 1st of November, authors are recognized with a day. And yes, I know it's more time consuming and costly than blogging. But like I said, it can become a creation where you can earn side income, additional income, and turn that hobby into a jobby. So writing a book is no different than writing a blog. However, don't be fooled. There's more work involved. And like I said, anything worth having is worth working for. And many bloggers, and I know you, many of you out there as well, want to become an author. They want to turn their blog followers into readers of their books. And then those readers become customers. And again, that's bling, bling, ching, ching, cha-ching in the bank. You can find out what your readers really want. You know, you're out there publishing content. Take part of that content and ask them what else would they want to learn about a particular subject, or just look at the most popular post and use that as your topic or your niche. Turning a book into a blog or a blog into a book, which we're going to talk about right now, is a great way, a quicker way, because you know what? You've already written and published posts, and you can gauge the reader's reaction within a few days, as opposed to writing a book, you know, without something that's popular and hoping someone will read it. But if you've blogged it and those posts are popular, then you know they might in turn be a very popular book topic. Great writing is rewriting. So again, copying and pasting blog posts is one thing, but you're going to need to add a little bit more content for your readers. And the more time you spend rewriting, the better your final work will become. So keep that in mind. It's just not simple cut and paste. It is going to be adding, rewriting, and changing up some of the content. So if you're turning a blog post into a chapter, again, this is another opportunity to rewrite older posts of your work from your blog and turn it into a book. Another way to gauge the popularity of your content and to grow your audience as a blogger is to publish blog posts on other people's blogs as a guest writer or on sites like Medium or Quora. If you're writing for Medium or Quora consistently, you can gauge the interest and the popularity of your content. Medium is an excellent social media network for writers, and Quora is great. That's where people go and ask questions and answers, and that is a great research site. So what are you looking for? That's what you're going to find more on Quora. What are people looking for? And you can choose the topics based on the popularity of those questions. So think about it. Not only can you turn your blog post into a book, you can also grow your blog as you work towards the goal of becoming an author at the same time. Writing a book, which is much like blogging, but it's a marathon and it's not a sprint, which I have written in my own book, basic blogging tips for beginners, which you know you can order via my blog, which is www.dellblogger.com. Success comes from breaking down your writing over the long term and not something quick, fast, and in a hurry. So remember, if you're going to blog and turn your blog to a book, you probably need to what? Make sure that those posts work as a chapter. You may have to expand on them or even cut out some of the key sections of those blog posts. Consider how each of those posts can become a book chapter, and then of course update any old information in the blog post for your book, including new links and references. So we're going to take a quick break. I want you to go grab something to sip or snack, and when we come back, we'll continue talking about reasons to blog a book. And remember, head over to my blog, dellblogger.com, to also subscribe and order a copy of the basic blogging tips for beginners. And you can also order a copy of Podcasting Your Purpose Resource Guide, which is also available on Amazon. So we'll be right back.
Hello, welcome to the Surrender Break Room. This is a place for business leaders and a place where you can come in, relax, regroup, and re-engage the world with a whole new health and wellness perspective. I'm Dr. Celeste Owens, author and speaker, and I can't wait to energize you and get you ready for the week, because being in business is challenging, but the Surrender Break Room is going to make it so much easier. Make sure to catch me Mondays at 8:30 a.m.
Hello and welcome to Blog Your Way to a Business Profit. I'm your host, Antoinette Blake, the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger. Each week we're going to get together to discuss blogging tips that will expand your brand and increase your profit online. Welcome to Blog Your Way to a Business Profit. Hello, hello, and welcome back to Blog Your Way to a Business Profit. I'm your host, Antoinette Blake, the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger. And every Wednesday at 1 p.m., I bring you blogging tips and trends that will help to turn your passion into a profit. Did you know that a blog is a platform? It's a great platform for sharing your values, your core messages, and unique perspective. A blog positions you as an expert. It's your home base, the foundation of your online brand. A blog is where you begin to build influence, persuading your prospects to take action, because it's where they begin to know, like, and trust you. A blog is where you become recognized as a thought leader, and you can turn your passion of blogging into a profit, and I can assist with that mission. So head over to www.ablakeenterprises.com to learn more about my services and offerings so that you can begin to build your personal or professional brand with a blog today. And on today's episode number 31, we are talking about blog to book. That's right, booking a blog. How are you going to turn that blog and turn it into a book? Remember, you want to take the post based on the topic or niche of your book. You're going to break them into chapters. You're going to either fatten up those chapters or take away some of the content. Then you're going to put that together. And again, there are so many self-publishing sites out there. You can go on Amazon and create an ebook. It is easier now than it's ever been. And it won't take you long to write your book if you're using your blogging skills to do so. And you know we got mad skills as a blogger. For example, if you are currently publishing at least 3 posts per week, each about, 500 words long, then you can write an ebook in a few weeks. Yes, it doesn't take that long. And like I said, with self-publishing and ebooks, they're so easy to create, publish, upload, and sell is exactly what I did with my Podcasting Your Purpose resource guide, which is available on Amazon. However, if you're publishing more posts more often, then you're going to finish your book quicker. Go into 2021 with a new book. Can you imagine? But keep this in mind. It's better to publish shorter posts more often, especially when you're trying to build a bigger audience. So test out the waters right away. And a quick tip, if you've already written a book, you can publish the chapters from that book and turn them into blog posts so you can flip the script. So let me ask you a question. Are you thinking about blogging a book? If not, why not? It's a great way to broaden your brand and expand your exposure online while earning a little extra income. And who cannot not want a little extra in their bank account? So go ahead and try it. Turn your blog into a book. You know you can do it. And if you want to learn more about starting a blog, send an email to info@ablakeenterprises.com and we could get you scheduled with a complimentary 30-minute discovery call. That's right. I will talk to you about what it is that you want to blog about or even help you get started with blogging and turning that blog into a book. Again, I thank you all. I'm just so happy to be here with you guys each and every week. Blog Your Way to a Business Profit podcast is just such a joy to create new episodes for you each week. And I'm so glad that you guys are subscribing to my blog. And I'm just asking you, please share this episode, share my podcast with your friends, your family, and your followers, and leave a review. It would mean so much. And again, head over to dellblogger.com to order your copy of the Basic Blogging Tips for Beginners, as well as Podcasting Your Purpose workbook. You can see my face in the place on my YouTube channel using my name, Antoinette Blake. And please, again, share and subscribe to this podcast. We can be heard on iHeartRadio, SoundCloud, Spotify, Apple iTunes, and so many more to come in 2021. Again, I am your host, Antoinette Blake, the GE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger. So tell a friend to listen in. And until the next time, stay smart, stay safe, and stay social, because I will see you in cyberspace. See ya. It's the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger. Thank you for tuning in today. Bye-bye.